Welcome to the Land Jam Podcast, a semi-friendly discussion between two blokes on watches, cars, and everything in between. Now, here are your hosts, Tommy and Sanjeev.
Welcome to Land Jam Short, the Docks of Samurai.
That's right, Sanj. This has been my little quarantine project. I teased it, I think, in a previous episode. And on Instagram. So I just got all the parts and got it done the other day to convert the Seiko Samurai into what I call the Seiko Doxa.
The Seiko Doxa. I thought this was some new like collab between Doxa and Seiko here. But you basically took it upon yourself to make this collab happen.
Well, you know, it actually started on Reddit, like all great stories do. I was on the Reddit Seiko pod, Seiko subreddit, and a guy had converted a Seiko Samurai to the Seiko Doxa spec, I guess. And I thought it was really attractive. He also changed the crystal, I think, to a type of sapphire, which I did not do. But really, the major change is the change of the bezel, right? So you have the standard Seiko Samurai with the original bezel, which, how'd you describe that, Sanj?
So it's a little funky. It's a little bit on the vintage side. I mean, so the Seiko Samurais that Tommy and I have is the SRPC-07. And just a little bit of history. Tommy got his thanks to us watch hunting together and me convincing him to get a Samurai because he was itching for a Seiko diver's watch. And then...
one amongst many, yeah.
Yeah. And then on my birthday last year, I was gifted the very same Seiko Samurai for my wife. Who collabed with Tommy in the background.
That's how we roll.
Me knowing.
That's right.
So we have described the Seiko Samurai as the unofficial watch of the Land Jam podcast.
Unofficial. And as soon as Sanj got his, I had to decide to basically modify mine so we don't have the same watch. So
yeah, you decided to differentiate. It's so funny. I mean, first we have a members only jacket, and now we have a Seiko Samurai.
Jesus, I'm merging into Sanj. It's very scary.
And I'm merging into time. Good. This is not a good sign. God.
So the bezel. What does the bezel look like, Sanj?
So the bezel that I'm coming to is it's an orange and black bezel. And from the 0 to 15 minutes, you know, typically they use that for decompression for real divers, not like Tommy and I. It's indicated by larger lines and indices, and the rest of the bezel, every 10 minutes, there's numerals to indicate.
And the 0 to 15 is in black, right? So,
no, the 0 to 15 is in orange.
Oh, the rest of it's in black. Got it. Okay. So really, the change to the Doxa spec, as I want to call it, is really just to swap out that bezel and bezel insert and to put in a Doxa style decompression bezel. It's iconic. It's kind of a, I don't know how to describe it. It's kind of like a steel outer bezel insert, and then the inside is a darker gray one in increments of 5. It's marked. So how do you do this kind of modification? It's actually quite simple, right? So a couple of things you're going to need. One, you're going to need a knife, and you can get this off Amazon. I'll actually put the links up to all the things that I talk about in the show notes. And it's basically just a case opening knife that you can use to slip under the bezel to pop the bezel out. So I would recommend getting even a cheap one is all you need, straight out of Amazon, made in China special. And then you need two parts for this conversion. One, you need a bezel, and another, you need the special Doxa style bezel insert. The bezel I source from Long Island Watch. Turns out that the Seiko Samurai and the Seiko Turtle have a commonality with regards to sizing for bezels. So any Seiko Turtle aftermarket parts will work on a Seiko Samurai with regards to a bezel. That's the caveat. And because the Seiko Turtle bezel works on the Samurai, you can use a Seiko Turtle sized bezel insert. And I actually reached out to a company called Dagaz. DAGAZ. They're based in Hong Kong. They do a lot of Seiko modding parts, a lot of aftermarket parts. I requested that bezel insert. So there's a couple steps. I'll go step by step on how I did it. So first thing I did was I taped the case around the bezel. Basically, if you look at the Seiko Samurai, you've got, you know, the top four corners, or sorry, the top and bottom four corners, right? Mm-hmm. Top left, top right, bottom left. It's almost like a squarish size, square shaped case. So that's really where I put cellophane tape right on the case itself. Really slipped it almost under the bezel. And then the tape is there to prevent scratching. And so the next step is, once you've taped it properly, you've protected the case, what you want to do is slip the case opening knife into the gap between the bezel and the case. All right, careful not to scratch anything, and no more pressure than you have to, and gently pop out the bezel. I did it in the lower right, but I think you can do it in any area. Obviously, I would do it where you taped it, because that's why you taped the case in the first place, to prevent scratching. And then it should pop out. It's kind of a sick feeling to do that to your own watch, but you know, it's going to be fine. Nothing's going to happen. Yep.
Did it require much, a lot of effort, or was it fairly simple to pop it out?
It actually didn't require a lot of muscle at all to do. It was actually fairly simple. What was tricky was to get the knife deep enough to lever the bezel off.
Gotcha.
Because it's actually the bezel actually juts out a little bit, so you don't really get a nice soft fit in there. So that's why I'd recommend taping the case, because you may have some slippage and you may need to do it multiple times, at least for your first time to do it. It really didn't take me very long at all. So when you pop the bezel off, what you see is basically, I don't know what the technical term is, but what you'll see is a small wire that's sitting on top of the track of the bezel.
Mm-hmm.
With two spokes on opposite ends of the diameter of the circle out. And those two spokes are the ones that actually do the ticking when you turn the bezel.
Gotcha.
So when you open that, there's nothing in there except that there's nothing keeping that wire in there except the fact that there's a groove in there and the wire stays there. So one thing I would recommend is, if you're going to do this conversion, make sure not to lose that wire, because if you install the next bezel without the wire, there's going to be no ticking action at all.
Mm-hmm.
Which obviously would kind of suck. Okay, so you've got the bezel off. Now what do you do? Couple options you can do. You don't actually really need to even get a new bezel. You can remove the bezel insert that Seiko put into this bezel and put in the new insert. I chose not to do that, one, because removing an insert, inserts are actually not very durable. They're thin pieces I guess it's metal, or I don't know.
Like this... aluminum, typically, right? I mean, the more expensive watches have like ceramic, or you can get a ceramic insert, but the ones we have, I'm assuming, are some sort of aluminum insert. Yeah,
and I'm assuming that removing the bezel insert from the bezel is pretty much a dead sentence for the bezel insert. So I said, you know, there's no need to do that. Just get a new bezel. Take it that way. So what I did was, next I installed the Seiko Turtle bezel onto the Seiko Samurai case. One thing you want to do is make sure that the wire stays in there, that wire that I mentioned before. And this is where the trickiest part of the installation really was. Putting the new bezel on, it simply does not click into place. And if you've got a press, I would say do it. Use the press. It requires quite a bit of pressure to do it. I found a trick that worked for me, and what I did was I actually put the watch down on carpet, basically dialed down, laid it as flat as possible, making sure that the dial is down when you put pressure on it. And what I did was I put a big book, I'm talking like an oversized book, on top of it, and basically used my body weight. I put my knee on the book just a little bit, slowly, and then you'll hear a loud pop,
and gotcha.
The bezel's pretty much in there. And then
so you used one of your college textbooks.
Didn't read them.
Didn't read them.
Coming in handy now. Yeah, I mean, you obviously be careful and obviously be mindful of which direction you're putting pressure, right? You don't want to put pressure on an angle because the bezel does need to fit into that.
Yeah, into... it seems to be like some sort of press fit where it's slightly too small relative to what it needs to get into. But when you press into it, it just expands just enough and then contracts. And you just get that fit, you know?
Exactly. So that was probably the hardest part of the whole installation. That made my stomach turn a little bit, but worked out fine. And the way to know that it's secure is to turn the bezel. If it clicks and it's not coming off, you've done it. That's pretty much it. So what have you gotten done so far? You've gotten the new Seiko Turtle bezel on the Seiko Samurai. The last step is, of course, installing the bezel insert. The bezel insert, as it came from Tagaz, was just the insert, nothing attached to it. On the back of the insert was actually a type of very strong glue, mm-hmm. and it had a basically a paper cover to that glue. So what you do is remove that paper cover and carefully line up the 12 o'clock pip to the top of the watch, obviously line it up to 12 to 12, and then very carefully insert it into the bezel insert cavity of the Seiko Turtle bezel, and you're done. There's a couple ways to do this, right? I mean, some people I've seen online recommended basically installing the bezel insert on the bezel, then installing the bezel. The problem with this is if it's not perfectly lined up, if you're not lucky, right, the clicks will not necessarily line up 12 to 12 with your bezel insert. Because there's no way to tell really on the other right. side of the bezel what's exactly on that click. So that's why I thought it made more sense to put the bezel on first and then put on the insert. And it worked out for me. Mm-hmm. But that's probably the part that requires the most skill is lining that up. All I can say is be careful. There's not much else to say to it. But yeah, I think it came out pretty well. You know, so I'm quite pleased with it.
So looking at the pictures that when you did this and you sent them to me and you posted one or two on a few on Insta, with the bezel, it looks like an entirely different watch.
Yes. Yeah, I think the bezel, this is a coin edge bezel for the Seiko Turtle, right? So that gives it a different look to begin with. But once you take out the orange and black bezel insert, the Samurai came in, it is a very different looking watch, actually. Yeah. It looks, I mean, obviously I was going for the Seiko Doxa thing, the Doxa look, which I think it kind of achieved that. What do you think? What's your opinion?
So I personally will use maybe a different bezel for my own taste. Nothing, it's not like I don't like your bezel. Actually, when you first showed me the bezel, I actually didn't like it.
How dare you?
But when you put it all together, I saw what the look that you're going for, and it does go well. And it just makes it just a different, entirely different watch. It's hard to put it unless you know. The listeners see pics of this, and it's available on Instagram, that it's just totally changes the look of the watch.
Yeah. I think it looks a bit more technical. And I really wasn't a big fan of the whole pumpkin thing, to be honest, on the Seiko Samurai bezel. So I really like it. I'm quite pleased with it.
And that's what matters most. As long as you enjoy it and it came out well and it captured what you are looking for, then job done.
Gee, thanks, Sanj. Yeah, I agree. So, yeah, that's basically the story of the conversion. I will, in addition to when we release this on Instagram and Twitter, I'll do a shot-by-shot, step-by-step, a series of pictures showing you how I did the conversion. It's a relatively simple conversion. You don't really need a lot of tools. You just kind of need to have the stomach to open that bezel.
Right.
But no, once you get that off, it's fairly straightforward.
So what you're saying, the tools that you need for this job is a special pry opening knife
or yes. Samsung.
Case opening knife, yeah.
Yep. And you said the insert comes with the adhesive already, so you don't need any other additional adhesive.
Exactly. Yeah, Degas shipped the bezel insert with the adhesive already installed on the back. In theory, maybe not all companies do that, but Degas did, so it kept it pretty simple.
Okay, so yeah. All in all, you just need the knife for the tools. You need a knife. You need a very old college textbook and yourself. The three
pretty
tools.
Much. Yeah, that's all you need. It's quite simple. And even the knife, you know, you could use a pocket knife. You just need a thin enough blade to get in there and strong enough not to break it.
Right.
But the number one thing I would recommend is obviously, you know, tape the case because, you know, you're prone to slip and scratch. That would be terrible.
Right.
But yeah. So we'll put up the pictures on Instagram and Twitter and obviously reach out to me if you have any questions on how I did this or where I can get the parts. I'll put the links to the parts on the show notes as well. So you can do it yourself and you can send us pictures of your Seiko Doxis.
Nice. My only one last question I have for you is, what do you feel of converting the Samurai bezel to the Turtle bezel? So I actually love the Samurai bezel because it's got the crosshatching on the edges for grip.
Yes, yes.
And it matches with the crown. It's a little detail, but I really caught that detail and I really like it. I'm just wondering what your thoughts on that. Do you even care?
To be honest, they're on different planes. You don't really see the crosshatching top down, right? When you look at the watch straight up. So
right.
Short answer is no, I don't care.
Oh, see.
But you know, the great thing about the Seiko Samurai is that it has this commonality in parts with the Seiko Turtle. So, and the Seiko Turtle is a huge Seiko release. There's a lot of aftermarket bezels and parts that you can use from that. So it really does open the door if you wanted to modify it to try some things. It's great.
Yeah. Nice.
And Seiko modding community is huge. This is my first ever mod, so I'm new to it, but I loved it. There's a huge ecosystem out there. And listen, you know, instead of buying a new watch, if you just want to refresh the collection a little bit, do some things, and you're stuck in quarantine, it's a great way to, you know, spend some time, figure something out, learn Sweet. Something. All right. So that's the Seiko Doxa Samurai. For this week's Streaming Gold, I actually have a Streaming Gold. I was just watching it when we started taping, Sanj, and it's called Forgotten Army. It's on Amazon Prime. It's a Prime original. And have you seen it, Sanj?
No, I haven't even turned on my TV in like over 2 weeks. So
Jesus, it's like Obi-Wan Kenobi when he's out in the desert.
That's right. 2 weeks, bro. I got other things to do.
What the hell do you have to do?
You know,
what are you doing over there, huh?
It is Father's Day today, so.
Oh, jeez. Right. Happy Father's Day, Sanj.
Thanks.
First Father's Day.
You say that with so much enthusiasm. I know.
Well, I don't like you having a leg up on me on anything, so I don't appreciate this. You know?
I'm telling you.
No one's wishing me.
Well, I mean, the plants do wish you, those plants you're growing. The vegetable plants to the listeners out there.
Yeah, I've been growing some tomatoes and peppers with the missus out back in the deck. I didn't tell you, Sanj, but we have a bit of a rodent problem. There's a thing, there are rats called roof rats. This is something I learned. So our deck is on a roof in the apartment, basically third floor in Boston. And we've been noticing that a lot of the plants have been disturbed at night, like knocked over or burrowed into. At first I was hoping it's just birds, but I think it's pretty clear it's rats. So we've been buying a lot of lavender and mint. Apparently they don't like herbs, so I've been surrounding the vegetable plants with herbs and it helped. But yesterday one of our jalapeno pepper plants was knocked over, so I have a
you
little
need to
project.
Fortify your defenses.
I gotta fortify. Yeah, I need to get more. We're trying not to use poison, and we're trying, you know, not to do that sort of thing. But it's pretty tricky to defend against these guys with just some herbs and stuff. So this is kind of my little project right now. trying to figure out what to do. Yeah, so.
I mean, if I was living in Boston, that would have been me, but I'm not. It's not me.
You knocking over my plants, right?
So. No. If I was there, I would do it out of spite. Tommy's plant, jalapeno, take
care. See ya. So that's been my little project. But anyway, as far as our streaming gold is concerned, I got a little sidelined here, Sanj. Good job. It's called Forgotten Army. It's an Amazon Prime special. It's about the fall of Singapore during the Second World War. For people who don't know, Imperial Japan invaded British-held Malaya and Singapore. It was a very lightning-fast strike around the same time as Pearl Harbor. And they defeated the British Army in the field, and they took all these Indian Army prisoners, and they gave them the option to either starve to death in a prisoner of war camp or join their army and go back and fight the British and make India independent and free. So tens of thousands of Indians from the prisoner of war camps and also local people who were working the fields in Malaya and Singapore signed up, obviously. India was a colony at that time, and there was strong feelings. And this is basically the apex of the independence movement in India. Gandhi's, the Quit India movement in 1942. This really is the climax of the whole thing. So these people end up fighting for the Japanese against predominantly Indian soldiers either in Burma or Northeast India when the Japanese eventually invade India in 1944.
Gotcha. Yeah. So this is towards the tail end of the war.
Yes. So they fall, Singapore, Malaya fall in February 42. And then by 44, they're fighting in Burma against British and Indian troops.
Gotcha.
It's a great story. It's dramatically retold. It's acted. It's called Forgotten Army. It's done really well. Everything's subtitled. And it looks like they shoot it in location in Singapore and in locations in Burma. So it's actually quite a high production value for this. It's done really quite well. So I would highly recommend it. It's history that a lot of people don't know. It's very accessible. You don't have to speak the language. It's everything subtitled. It's done really well. So Forgotten Army on Amazon Prime. Check it out.
Awesome.
All right. Well, I think that's all we had for today, Sanj. So we got the Seiko Samurai, we've got the Forgotten Army, and we've got Roof Rats.
The perfect land jam short.
We've covered the gamut. All right. Well, thanks again for joining us for another land jam short. Talk soon.